With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney.
This has been a very difficult year.
That's Sheila Hogan, director of Montana's State Health Department. She was talking to hundreds of people online and in a hotel ballroom in Helena who were not shy about telling her just how tough their year has been. They were people impacted by a nearly 3% cut in payments to people and organizations that help Montanans on Medicaid.
My heart goes out to everyone in this room and the people that we care about.
The rate cuts were enacted January 1st, after state lawmakers and Governor Steve Bullock last year couldn't agree on how much tax revenue the state should expect this fiscal year, nor on how to potentially bring in more to avoid a projected budget deficit. Then, in July, when actual revenues came in higher than the Bullock administration projected, Bullock announced he would restore cuts. So, Wednesday, the health department held a listening session and for hours took input on budget priorities for the revenue that came in above administration projections. Over and over, those who spoke echoed Mary Windecker, director of the Behavioral Health Alliance of Montana.
Medicaid already pays well below cost for most services, and this cut unfairly penalized the providers willing to accept Medicaid's low rates.
And that means, Windecker says, that people in clinics that provide mental health and addiction treatment have been dropping out, and a statewide system that's been decades in the making is falling apart.
I wonder why I'm even here having to talk today.
Corinne Fish is a counselor at Misfits Counseling Services in Great Falls. She was one of several who said that cutting payments for addiction or mental health counseling only means more Montanans end up getting treatment in hospitals, which is many times more expensive.
Medicaid cuts to chemical dependency services in no way save the state money.
The other way it hurts us is it absolutely puts those people in our jails, and we don't have room for those people.
Brian Gutkin is the sheriff of Gallatin County. Gutkin said the closure of mental health and addiction facilities is eliminating progress that law enforcement has made in transitioning from incarcerating people with mental illness to helping them get treatment. Cascading problems associated with budget cuts are not news to state health department officials. But they and state budget director Dan Villa say the Bullock administration had no choice, as Montana is legally bound to have a balanced budget. Now that enough money has come in to restore $45 million to state agencies, the health department has initiated the rulemaking process to restore at least the 2.99% cut to Medicaid provider rates. It says the soonest that can happen is September 1st.